if there's not a problem with transparency, there's certainly a problem with whatever legal advice they were getting. I've been a lawyer for 25 years. The first thing that I would look at in an issue like that is this something where we would be required to do? If we are, that's the end of the discussion to me. We're required to do it. So you don't have to get into what's her motivation for requesting this. What is our, is this embarrassing to us? Is there some reason we don't? Well, the law says you have to do it. You should have done it. They found that out. Unfortunately, it was about $100,000 later in legal fees on both sides. I'm puzzled by something like that. To me, your first response should not be to dig in your heels and say no. Your first response should be, why not? Why wouldn't we? Is there a legitimate reason, legal reason, that we wouldn't or couldn't turn over public records? My first question would be, what else do you want? Not no. And I don't want to get into the politics of it. I understand that was the motivation for that may have not been in good faith. I don't know. But the reality is, you ought to be open. You ought, if there's an incident where there's a report taken, everybody ought to be able to see that report. There are ways, obviously, to protect confidentialities in cases and things like that. I think transparency should be the rule, not the exception.